we're Birds of Bellwoods, and you're listening to CFRC.
The Queen's University International Center QUIC provides non-academic support to international students, staff, and their families. QUIC also promotes and supports the study and work abroad activities of Queen's students, staff, and faculty. Services for international students include university health insurance plan, orientation and welcome activities, advising and immigration information, English language support, trips, and club support. Through its activities, the center promotes an internationally informed and cross-culturally sensitive university community. To find out more about all the services available for international students and those interested in studying, working, volunteering, interning, or teaching abroad, please visit the QUIC website.
Hey, this is Hannah from Fan Club Wallet, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Mom and Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, streaming live at CFRC.ca, okay? Have yourself a good one. With the most stream, probably. Yee-haw! That's a fine looking cattle you got there. Cold pork sandwiches.
Here, Simone.
We've got some good stuff. We've got some good tunes. We've got some good vibes going on here.
Correct. Correct answer. We just heard brand new stuff from Bonnie Prince Billy with They Keep Trying to Find You right here
on CFRC 101.9 People. Ooh, yeah. FM.
We opened up that last set with Carter and the Capitals and their cover of the Bee Gees and How Deep Is Your Love.
And that was really nice.
That's a good Valentine's That's Day
just,
song.
Yeah, you just feel the emotions. You feel the tears welling up in your eyes.
It's
just,
absolutely.
Yeah. How deep is your love? Like, how deep is it?
My goodness. I can't even.
You can't even.
Get the Kleenex out. See, again, we're here to help you have a perfect Valentine's Day. And by that, I mean, we're here to help you dupe your date into a second date. If you have that song just happen to be playing,
you're getting a second date.
High hands
down.
You might
even get a third.
Absolutely.
Out of that. Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be all right.
Ooh.
You know what happens on the third date?
Well,
you get to do your income taxes together. we were also talking off air about another mode of deception. You go out on the first date and you go to a place where they're having karaoke, but you pretend like you didn't know they're having karaoke. Mm-hmm. You've got this, you're on your date, and it's like, oh no, I can't. Oh, I can't go up there and sing.
Yeah.
All right, fine. You twisted my arm. You sing that song by Carter and the Capitals?
Just that way.
It's like melted butter in the palm of your hand.
Oh, wow.
We're on it. We're here to help
the
you, folks.
The case is closed.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right. You invite us to your wedding because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Awesome. This time of morning, though, it is the community events roundup where we find things that are happening in and around the Limestone City. It is Valentine's weekend. Whether or not you've got a significant other and you want to go out, or whether or not you're single and you don't care about it and you just want to have some fun, we got some stuff for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What do you got, Simone?
Well, we've got some snowshoeing.
Nice.
Snowshoe hike. And that's happening at the Little Cataraqua Creek Cataraqua Creek Conservation Area. Say that three times fast.
Totally.
February 15th at 10 a.m.
Nice.
You can go do that with the family. Family activity.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Or for yourself or your date.
Absolutely.
Right?
Maybe you'll find someone there if
Maybe
you go single.
You will.
I work at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yep.
Old Farm Fine Foods. Thank you.
Yes.
And we were doing some catering deliveries up at Little Cat last week because they have a little convention center there, mm-hmm. and we were feeding a meeting, and I almost didn't come back to work. It was gorgeous up there.
Yeah.
Sun was shining. People were out there snowshoeing. There was dogs and kids and fun.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, I should just call in sick. but they, you know, those are I couldn't.
You couldn't.
And my boss is probably listening right now. But so I'm just want to say that, like, little
it's
cat.
It's a beautiful space.
It's a place to be.
Yeah, it's a great place to be.
Keep some seed in your pocket. You can feed the chickadees.
Yeah.
And then you impress your date with your love of nature.
Yeah.
There we go.
There you go.
We're duping. We're duping hard.
Yeah, you're doing it. You're doing well. You're doing well.
I got some events going on. Tomorrow night, Thursday night at La Vida Social downtown on Gardner's Road. Mm-hmm. They're having Urban Flow Music Night, where there's multiple artists they're going to be playing. Apparently, they do it every week or every other week. But I got talking to a nice young woman. Shout out to Sam. I believe that was what her name was. She plays the harp. She plays the harp. That's nice. Crazy.
Wow.
That's an endangered instrument. Like, no one plays the harp.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Just think about carrying it around, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nutty.
Wow.
I want to see this in action. She's going to be playing at La Vida tomorrow night, so check that out. And then, heads up, she's also going to be, I believe, an artist in residence here at CFRC coming up. Ooh, so we're going to see some sweet harp playing.
Nice.
That might be the most romantic instrument besides the jug. Besides a jug band.
Yeah. Besides a jug band.
Thank you, Simone. My name's Jeff the Nerd. We're going to keep going. This weekend, Saturday night, the Slow Dance is happening. I think it's the 17th annual Slow Dance at the Grad Club, put on by our own DJ LK. It's like senior prom for adults. I've been a couple times. It's been a lot of fun. You can go with a partner. You can go single. There's designated dancers. It's a good time. This year, the rumor is that there's going to be a CFRC kissing booth.
Ooh.
They said on the chat, on the CFRC private chat, with all the DJs,
they
were looking for volunteers for the kissing booth. I'm not going to do it because I would ruin women for other men forever.
Oh,
and I don't want to do that.
Right, because your kiss will be so good.
So good.
So good. They can never have another.
They can't all marry me, Simone. So if you're a CFRC DJ and you're on the fence about doing a kissing booth, I did it 2 years in a row years ago, and it was a lot of fun.
So what type of kisses do you do?
I'm happy you asked, Simone.
Yeah. So, what type? There's all kinds of kisses. So what do you do?
So the way I did it was they have to pay for the privilege, obviously, right? I'm not. Anyways.
No. You're
$5 for a closed mouth kiss, regular peck. Minimal lip movement.
Okay.
We're not going crazy here.
Okay.
This is an icebreaker kiss. $5.
$5. Okay.
$10. Open mouth. The French variety.
Open mouth? $10 for... I thought maybe a cheek-to-cheek would be $10.
No, that's cheaper. That's like $2.50. That's nothing.
That's
Come on.
Nothing?
That's nothing.
Okay, so you're going straight...
I go cheek-to-cheek with people on the bus every day.
Okay. So you go straight from closed mouth is $5. Open mouth
$10.
Is $10.
That's a
now,
tenner.
Are you using your tongue?
That's what I meant.
That's what you meant?
The French variety. This is a pre-COVID, by the way.
Okay. This is pre-COVID.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a successful smooch unless they can taste what I had for lunch.
This is not something you plan now to do for the slow
I'm not doing it this year. I'm too old. This is tips for like a younger person who's listening that might want to do it. So that was my price point. Then, 2-for-1, BOGO deal. If two people want to kiss me at the same time, it's only $5. It's fine. Then,
you've really given this a lot of thought.
And then the pièce de résistance, which I was so disappointed no one did, $20, and you can watch me eat a banana slowly.
There's that.
I brought a bunch of bananas and no one paid the $20 bones.
Oh, my goodness.
So there I was, a lonely nerd that had to walk away with bananas.
A lot of bananas.
But that's what I did.
It was bananas.
It was fun. So again, if you're a DJ and you want to do that and you're listening, do it. It's fun. Who cares if you get a cold sore? It doesn't matter. It's a badge of honor.
No. Okay, so there needs to be balance to this.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't listen to everything you hear on the radio, okay?
And if you're an organizer of the Slow Dance at the Grad Club, don't let me do it. If I show up desperate, hey, guys.
Tie him down.
Any time slots for me?
Oh, say no. Goodness. Do the right thing. Oh, my goodness, Jeff.
Slow Dance is happening on Saturday night,
anyway,
though.
Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah.
It's happening, yeah.
Awesome. Do you have any more events?
No, I think that's all for
me. Okay, I got a couple more. I'm a big fan of movies, and the Screening Room is, of course, having a few Valentine's Day screenings over the weekend. I wanted to shout out that they are going to be playing the new Wuthering Heights with Margot Robbie and Jason Elordi.
Elordi.
I can't remember how to... He played Frankenstein, but he looks a lot better in this one.
Yeah.
But I like when the Screening Room gets like first run movies. Like, this is brand new, just coming out this weekend, and they're getting it.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be like passionate and fashionable, and like the costume
epic
design.
Epic
romance. I don't know the story. I never read it. But, you know,
yeah,
apparently it's going to be good. Also, if you want something that's tried and true, they're screening Titanic on February 14th, 7:15 p.m. The 1997 James Cameron classic.
Yes.
Leo and Rose and bald man Billy Zane. I was rooting for Billy Zane in that movie. That guy's awesome.
That guy was funny.
He was so good. But it also makes me sad that James Cameron hasn't made a non-Avatar movie since Titanic.
He's getting too tied up with this Avatar.
Let it go, James. Bring us more Titanics.
Yeah, just let it go.
I know.
He just keeps going with this, and it's like, it's the same movie over and over and over, and everything's blue. Please,
I know. We don't
stop.
Need three more of them.
Yeah, please stop.
We need another Terminator movie.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or something new. Something new we haven't seen before.
Exactly. He's rich enough. More on movie stuff next break, though. We like to talk about nerd things, so if you're going to hunker in this weekend, we've got some stuff for you.
Okay.
It's going to be good. Until then, we will play some more tunes. Another Valentine's Day classic from Johnny Thunders.
Johnny Thunder.
With Love is Strange.
It can be.
Right here.
On CFRC 101.9.
I will not be at the kissing booth.
Okay.
At the bus station and pocketed our money.
True, but in the end, isn't that what Valentine's Day is really all about?
I grew up in. even though they're pretty boring. And if by chance it starts to rain, well, we can make out while it's pouring.
This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Yeah. tell me, when that first show is over, will you still love me when I'm an incredibly humongoid giant star?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my hanging out with Ravi Shankar phase?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my carbohydrate, sequin jumpsuit, young girls in white cotton panties, waking up in a pool of your own vomit, bloated, purple, dead on a toilet phase?
Yeah.
Okay, party. Bonus.
Lawrence on Blossom, is that right?
Yeah.
Is it Joey Lawrence?
I think it's Joey.
It's too many Lawrence brothers.
Yeah.
Happy 46th birthday to Matthew
Lawrence. Happy birthday to him, yeah.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And we basically look just like the Lawrence brothers. We're just these handsome, chiseled white guys.
Oh, speak for yourself.
It's Indie Morning Wake Up.
Speak for yourself.
And thanks for coming along, everyone. My name is Jeff the Nerd once again.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Yeah, where you like to talk about nerd stuff this time of day and, you know, just goof around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get to housekeeping. We just heard All Tied Up by Fan Club. I guess that could be considered a Valentine's Day song. We had the Tammy Shine with Speed Date.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a Valentine's Day song.
For sure.
We had The Ballad of Tor Johnson by Professor Damage and the Whim Whams.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a Valentine's Day song. Anytime anyone makes a song about Tor Johnson, it spells romance.
Yeah.
We had Housewife with Made a Little Song. It was a little 1 minute ditty about making out in the rain. It was romantic, I guess.
Yeah.
Does he catch cold?
Yeah.
Catch cold with your significant other, though. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Share handkerchief.
I guess that's intimate.
Very intimate. We open it up with Love is Strange, that cover by Johnny Thunders. It's Valentine's Day this weekend. Things are happening. I guess I'm more excited for February 15th. You know why?
Why?
Cheap Candy Day.
Oh.
Yeah. The Shoppers Drug Mart people know you're single when you show up first thing on the 15th.
Right.
You get all the chocolate. It's all half price.
All right.
It's the best.
That makes sense.
And then what you do is you always save some for next year in case you do need to give some away.
Can you manage to save some? Or at some point, are you going to break down and just eat it because it's in your apartment?
I mean,
it's in your house.
I still have some Halloween candy kicking around.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're able to just say no?
Yeah. I'm off sugar these days.
Yeah.
I'm not too into sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can, and plus it's always the Popeye candy sticks. I don't know. I'll leave. They'll be there till next Halloween.
Yeah.
Those are gross. It's like eating chalk.
Yeah.
How about you? Can you save a box of chocolates for a year?
No.
No?
No.
What's your favorite kind of chocolate?
Twix.
Nice. Mini Twix? Full-size Twix?
Full-size.
Excellent.
Package of four.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's where you got to get Simone for Valentine's Day. Nice. She knows what she wants.
I do.
Fantastic.
No, it's not what I need, though.
What do you need, Simone?
Fresh food. Fresh Healthy food from Old Farm Fine Foods. That's
good,
what I need.
Good answer.
Yeah.
With a side of Twix.
Yeah.
Awesome. This time of morning, we like to talk about nerd stuff. I like to talk about nerd stuff. Talk about what's going on in the world of like pop culture. Did you watch the Super Bowl this past weekend?
I saw a little bit of it, yeah.
Yeah. What did you think of that halftime show?
I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked, there's a part where Bad Bunny visits different aspects. Like there's some people playing dominoes, some people doing nails. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, a couple real boxers in the mix. Those two people who got married on stage, that was real. They got married for real.
That was real?
That was real, yeah. Apparently they had invited Bad Bunny to their wedding and he's like, well, you want to have your wedding at you know, the halftime show? And so that was real. That was a real moment.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just liked all those people dressed as sugar cane. I didn't realize till after the show that all the sugar cane was actually people in suits. And then you look at the videos from before the show and they're all like running onto the field.
I didn't know that.
There's hundreds of them. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pretty fun though. Pretty good. Mm. Halftime show was great. Of course, the Super Bowl is where I like to watch. Football's whatever for me, but I like the movie trailers and the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
No big standouts. I mean, we got to see the trailer for Steven Spielberg's new one called Disclosure Day about like aliens coming to Earth or something like that.
Okay.
Kind of gave me like Minority Report or War of the Worlds vibes.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
You'd be happy. Yeah. We'll see if that's good.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you had The Mandalorian and Grogu. Not really a trailer. They did a spoof of the Budweiser commercial where instead of Clydesdales, it was Tauntauns.
Tauntauns.
Your Tauntaun will freeze to death. And then
Tauntaun?
Those are like the weird little like camel things from Star Wars.
Oh, is that what it is?
They make a noise like, wah,
Oh.
Can you tell I'm single?
Yeah. Yes,
yeah,
I can.
It's a hard yes.
Yeah.
So, Super Bowl came and went, and, that it was what it was. But I like the halftime show, and it was no Kid Rock, but what can I say? Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
God with the ball. Anyways, some headlines today. Nerds rejoice because Baldur's Gate 3 is being adapted into an HBO television series by none other than Craig Mazin, who is currently showrunning and co-created The Last of Us television series for HBO. So he's moving on to another popular video game franchise to adapt it to
a
show.
Okay, video game. Okay.
Baldur's Gate, medieval fantasy set in the Dungeons & Dragons universe. Tons of fun. I play it quite a bit. It's a good little adventure. So I'm just very happy because I really like Craig Mazin. He hosts the Script Notes podcast, which I've been listening to semi-regularly for over a decade.
Mm.
If you're an aspiring writer or filmmaker, check out Craig Mazin and John August's podcast, Script Notes, because it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And then also watch, Chernobyl was one of his shows that he did. And of course, The Last of Us, which I really enjoyed. So, go Craig Mazin. Go Baldur's Gate.
Mm-hmm.
Nerds rejoice.
Nice.
Yeah. Third Avatar movie has come and gone, and it just got revealed that it has only made half the money that the first one grossed in theaters. We were talking last break about how maybe
Experiencing Avatar fatigue.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
It's kind of a been there, done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I get that he's passionate about it. Maybe it's time to move on.
It's time to move on.
Time to move on. Titanic is playing in the screening room on the 14th.
Yeah, go back.
Classic.
Yeah, classic.
Classic Cameron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of classic movies being remade or rebooted or resequeled, The Mummy 4, starring Brendan Fraser and Rachel Weisz, has confirmed they're going for a May 19th, 2028 release.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll try and temper our expectations. We got a bit to wait. I'm excited.
Yeah.
We'll see. I like Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
So it's
been a good comeback for him.
Absolutely, yeah. Another classic movie being remade. Henry Cavill and Dave Bautista are back filming the Highlander remake. Henry Cavill went down with a shoulder injury for about 4 months. They had to pause production.
I thought he was Superman, though.
He is. That's why he's back, I guess.
He's back.
Yeah, swinging his sword, being awesome. Mm-hmm. King of the Nerds, too. He loves gaming.
Yeah, I heard that.
Big gamer.
He likes gaming and making, miniature painting, them little miniature,
the little Warhammer guys.
Yeah, like that's not what I would think.
No, but
hey, he's a nerd.
He's a nerd. Yeah, so I'm happy that they're making Highlander. I'm happy he's doing it. It's the director of John Wick that's doing it, so I think it could be pretty good.
Yeah,
as long as he doesn't hurt himself anymore.
Yeah. be safe, be Superman. Careful. Be safe.
Yeah. Speaking of Supermen, you got me onto this new show on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Wonder Man.
I can't believe I got you onto a show.
Well, you recommended it last week, and last night I was like, oh, I need to watch something before I go to bed. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Simone told me to watch Wonder Man. So I turned on the first episode. I watched the whole season in one sitting.
Did you?
Yeah.
Last night you did. You watched the whole thing.
1 a.m. I was up till. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, it was so good. I couldn't put it down.
Wow.
Yeah, I really liked it. It stars, what's the guy's name? I can't remember his name. Hold on a second. I'll find it. Ben Kingsley's in it, though, and I love Ben Kingsley. Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. He has been around for a while. He's 39 years old, done a lot of great movies, played Mantis, as you reminded me, in the Aquaman movies, and he's great in this. It's about... You say what it's about.
You want me to say what it's about?
Yeah.
Okay, it's about an aspiring actor who secretly has superhero powers.
Yeah.
And apparently he's afraid.
They've made it illegal for major actors for anyone with superpowers to act.
Right.
For a very good reason. There's one episode where we see why there's a law. What happened to Josh Gad? He's not. Yeah. He's gone. Anyways.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for that. I lost my train of thought.
No, it's fine. It's a great, great show. It's half hour episodes. There's like 8 of them, so you can burn through it pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And like Ben Kingsley never ceases to surprise.
Yeah,
he's so good in it.
He's so good.
Yeah. So now it's TV show syndrome where it's like, oh, now I gotta wait like a year or more. Yeah,
I know.
Well, we'll find some other things to watch to get us through. Like maybe a nice Burt Reynolds movie. It's Burt Reynolds' birthday today.
Happy birthday, Burt.
He is no longer with us, of course. He passed on in 2018, but he was born this day in 1936. Probably the greatest mustache in... One of the greatest mustaches.
Because there's Tom Selleck.
There's Sam Elliott.
There's Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey's got a great mustache. It goes with his teeth really well.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to Burt Reynolds. His greatest movie, though, Deliverance, no mustache. Maybe there's a correlation. Maybe there's not.
Maybe.
Don't watch that on Valentine's Day.
No?
No. Hard no.
Okay.
We will not get into that. Happy 57th birthday to Jennifer Aniston. Still going for it.
Yep.
Happy 45th to Kelly Rowland of Destiny's Child and other things, I'm sure. And happy 44th birthday to Natalie Dormer, she was on Tudors and is probably most famous for being on Game of Thrones. One more shout out to the new Game of Thrones show about Dunk and Egg. It's a wonderful new episode on Sunday. I can't wait. Before we get back to the tunes, you want to hear my Squire Egg impression? I've been working on it.
Okay, go.
I'm Squire Egg and I'm a squingy little bunker. It's pretty good. Eh?
That's very good, Jeff.
Play the footy and eat my goose egg, Sammy.
That's very, very good.
Thank you, Simone. I'm gonna clap. Thank you. Awesome. I'm here all day. Well, at least until 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Try the veal. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And we're going to get back to it. Here's another Valentine's Day classic from Penny and the Quarters from the Blue Valentine soundtrack. Another movie you probably shouldn't watch on Valentine's Day. This is called...
You and Me.
Right here.
On CFRC.
If you love a soul more than fame and gold and bad word.
What? Sex! What's so unappealing about hearing your elderly father talk about sex? I had sex!
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Hey!
see you there. Would you guys like to set sail on this ocean of flavor with me? I'll be your captain. I'm Steve Harrington.
Cowbell.
Yeah.
The cowbell means it's time to rock.
Yep.
That was good.
Time to shake. Shake.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just like that last artist, Connor Lumsden, right here on CFRC. That was brand new called It's All Right.
It's All Right.
Not too shabby.
Yeah, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be fine. We also heard in that last set a new one from the Molotovs with Today's Gonna Be Our Day.
Mm-hmm.
We heard a track called Running by a band called Sharp Pins, and we opened it up with Penny and the Quarters and that classic Valentine's Day song.
You and Me.
That was a good one.
Yeah, so happy together.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day, Simone.
Happy Valentine's Day, Jeff.
What did we learn today?
We learned.
That we prefer not to learn.
That it's going to be all right.
It's going to be fine.
You just be confident, be yourself.
Don't worry about it.
And don't worry about it.
That's our main takeaway.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you need a tip on like how to survive Valentine's Day, just don't sweat it. It's fine. It's a fake holiday anyways. What is it? It's a Catholic saint that got his head chopped off. Is that what we're celebrating?
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're looking for love, then just be confident, be forward, I guess.
Yeah. Just smile. How about start there?
Oh, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, you could just smile.
That makes sense. Yeah. Practice.
Smile at yourself. Smile at other people.
Totally.
People be open to you.
If it doesn't work out, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Then try again.
Cheap candy day the day after. That's the real blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yum. Yum.
Excellent. We're gonna get out of here though. It's about 10 minutes to 10. Any other words of wisdom, Simone?
No. Just enjoy. Go out there and enjoy your life.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And go to Old Farm Fine Foods.
Get some cookies.
Get some good food. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So we're going to play ourselves out. We've got Claudia Bouvette with Lonely Hearts. After that, we're going to hear Royal Wood with I Want Your Love. And if we have time, we'll get to the New York Dolls with Looking for a Kiss.
Ooh.
Some Valentine's Day tunes for you.
Ooh, that's nice.
And stay tuned, because The Mood with May is up next. I don't know what she's going to do, but it's always good.
It's always good.
It's going to be all right. Chomping at the bit here.
Yeah.
All right. We'll catch you guys all next week. We're going to try and have a special guest on the show next week.
Yeah, that'll be nice. It'll
be fun.
It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. Stay warm and have a wonderful long weekend. And as always, keep it locked and ready to rock.
On CFRC 101.9.
My name's The Nerd.
Yes, yes.
It's a word that comes to us by way of the old High German Luba from the Latin lubere, meaning to be pleasing. So I'm going to use this word to describe how I feel about you in the way that our Anglo-Saxon forefathers would have used it in reference to, say, a hot bowl of bear meat or your enemy's skull split.
I love you too, Jack.
To a frown.
skip a beat, I must confess, for I am stealing glance of love. It overtakes me in a shock. Oh, won't you love, won't you love, won't you love? Oh, won't you love, won't you love, won't you love? Oh, won't you love, won't you love, won't you love? Oh, won't you love, won't you love, won't you love? You can't be real, your fantasy. I fall to you on bended knee. Latin boy, oh, the let's get naked and begin the show. Oh, won't you love, won't you love, won't you love? Oh, won't you love, won't you love, won't you love? Oh, won't you love, won't you love, won't you love? Oh, won't you love, won't you love, won't you love?
I'm in love. You best believe I'm in love, L-U-V. Looking for a kiss. Well, won't you tell me why those kids are moving so slow? Is it that they just don't have a place to go? When the day starts breaking, the sun is gonna shine. It's hard to sleep if I'm in crime. And all the old ladies, they're all on their way to church. You go to church, I beg you, will I be alone? Looking for a kiss. Well, I'm a looking for a real hot kiss. Come on, kiss me.
I'm looking for a kiss. Just looking for a kiss. Just looking for a kiss.
Hi, this is Half Moon Run, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey everyone, the name's Jaden, and I'm the host of the hot new show on CFRC's block, Sounds of the Diaspora. On this show, we'll be celebrating black music across all eras,